We welcome you to our bonus segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Rivalry renewed. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, Eagles and the Vikings getting ready for Sunday at 1 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. And it's been a history of really good football games, some important football games, and some not so memorable moments.
Well, it kind of goes both ways. And I wouldn't say this is one of the staunchest rivalries the Eagles have. But like any team in the NFL, there are some memorable, you know, games that stand out for sure. And Dave, let's start back in 2004 as the Eagles, as we know, were finally trying to, you know, get to the Super Bowl after all those years of NFC Championship frustration. And they did. And part of the process of how they got there was a divisional round playoff win versus Minnesota at Lincoln Financial Field as the Birds took apart the Vikings. And it was interesting, Dave, this was a game, if we remember, when the Eagles had not played the regulars for most of, you know, the game in 28 days. Because T.O. got hurt versus Dallas. And, of course, you know, the previous year, Brian Westbrook had got hurt late in the season and other players had gotten hurt. And so Andy Reid had a very unusual approach here. He said, the starters, I'm basically taking them off the field. They played a little bit week 16. I don't know if they played it even at all week 17. And so they hadn't really much played in 28 days. And they came out, though, against Minnesota, minus T.O. still. And they put it on the Vikings. You know, defensively and offensively, they played well. It was tight for a period of time, but Freddie Mitchell with two touchdowns. And
I'd like to thank my hands.
That's right.
That's right.
Right, that's right. So that was a big one. Also, you know, 2008, it's a game, you know, we've talked a lot about this week as far as the, you know, the march, you know, to getting to the NFC Championship game unexpectedly as the Eagles came flying down the stretch, lost to Washington week 16, but then the amazing, memorable, epic week 17, 44-6 performance versus Dallas. And, wow, here they are. They're in the playoffs unexpectedly. And so now it was how far can they take it? And that first playoff game, you know, Brian Westbrook with the punt with the screen play for a touchdown where he's hobbling down the field with his injuries. Dave, we remember Asante Samuel, the interception return for a touchdown. That was a fun game. That was an Adrian Peterson rookie Vikings team. And the Eagles, you know, put it on him pretty hard.
Yeah, then went to New York and then went to Arizona and lost in the NFC Championship game. But certainly both of those times in those playoff situations, Eagles getting just enough from the offense. Ball control, strong defense, win the ball games.
Not so good.
I know.
Not so good. 2010, the Joe Webb game, the Tuesday night game. Remember that, Dave?
You keep going because I want to hit on the real reason for that. The reason that game is so important.
Well, you seem fired up. Go ahead.
The game in which Antoine Winfield came off the edge on Michael Vick. It was the blueprint for how to play Michael Vick. Force him to his right so he can't roll out to his left. Teams copied it off the edge. Michael Vick went from being a big play machine in 2010 to a turnover machine in years after. And it really started the descent of his career and honestly marked kind of the last, you know, great moment of Andy Reid's tenure, that punt return against the New York Giants, DeSean Jackson.
Dave's right because the DeSean play was literally the week before.
Yeah.
And the Birds had gotten to 10-4. They were in the mix for, you know, great playoff positioning. They still made the playoffs, but losing that game, the blueprint, as you say, losing then week 17, they went from 10-4 to 10-6. Lost in the first round here in South Philly to the Packers.
And it was went on to win the Super Bowl.
And remember how close the Eagles were late in that game to taking the lead. Michael Vick was tripped up. Was it Vick or DeSean?
No, Vick made the throw. Vick made the throw in the end zone to Riley Cooper.
Right.
It was too short. Sorry, Joe.
Painful.
We start the rivalry again on Sunday. The Eagles hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you for joining us on a rivalry renewed.